From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. In January, the Trump administration announced it would end a program that had allowed some 200,000 Salvadorans to live in the U.S. since at least 2001. Temporary protective status is meant to give provisional residency to people whose home nation is deemed unsafe. The Trump administration says El Salvador no longer qualifies. But as Levi Bridges reports from El Salvador, the situation there is still pushing some people to consider crossing into the U.S. illegally.
Many businesses here in San Salvador get extorted by gangs. The country's central bank estimates that Salvadorans spend $756 million in extortion fees every year. Gangs kill people who don't pay up. Plus, there aren't many economic opportunities either, says 32-year-old Francisco Vasquez. That's why many Salvadorans, like him, try to go to the U.S.
Van familias huyendo de aquí de nuestro país.
Vasquez says whole families flee El Salvador. Central Americans pay smugglers up to $10,000 to take them to the U.S. Vasquez and his three brothers tried going to Arizona without a smuggler last year to find work as undocumented immigrants. They traveled on top of trains in Mexico, but Vasquez's little brother, Marvin, fell off a train in northern Mexico and died. We did everything we could to save him, Vasquez says, but there was nothing we could do. Central Americans take dangerous risks to reach the U.S. Carlos Karkach is a professor at San Salvador's Higher School of Economics and Business. He says El Salvador has to find new ways to create jobs.
We might even have to legalize drugs here.
Legalizing drugs is a sort of creative disruption Karkach thinks his country needs. He says El Salvador is a lot like Japan or South Korea, small, centralized countries where it's easy to develop industries like tech. He says Salvadoran immigrants should study abroad and return home with new skills instead of working low-skilled jobs in the U.S.
They should prepare their kids to come here, especially when the U.S. is sending the message, look, we don't want you here.
But U.S. jobs still lure Salvadorans north. Despite his brother's death, even Vasquez says he'd dare to go to the U.S. again.
Sí, me atrevo a irme, pero con una persona que sí ya me lleve directamente hasta allá.
But only if he can afford to pay a smuggler to take him. In San Salvador, I'm Levi Bridges for Marketplace.